Good morrow, good night, good afternoon, good morning. Happy Ramadan. Not Ramadan. Happy Hanukkah, Chanukka, whatever you want to call it. This is
it's
the Bad Advice
not
Show.
Chanukka.
Well, don't tell it to Smokey.
Yep. Exactly. Didn't we just get him off our ass?
Yo, I showed you. He called it Chanukka. So, everybody, this is a Bad Advice Show. And let me do the intros the right way. Standing to the snowflake corner to the left. Give it up for the PG County Professor Sarome, everybody.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
And standing to my right, from the icicle, Venezia. It's not Venezia, Gordon. What are you saying? Venice. Either way, it's Nylon's own lovely woman. Mel, everybody, clap it up for everybody.
What'd it do?
Yay. Oh, I think you were trying to say Venetian.
Yes, he was.
I was. Yes, I was. And I bubbled it.
You put Mel on another planet when you said venison. I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Wobble dee wobble dee wobble dee wobble dee.
one of the greatest hip hop lines or ad libs I've ever heard in my life was the wobble dee wobble dee, because that shit didn't make any sense, but it fit so perfectly.
I would use it in everyday life. If I was in court, I would go wobble dee wobble dee.
Mr. Brown, how do you plead?
I plead wobbledy wobbledy.
Are these not your fingerprints? Is this not your gun? Wobbledy wobbledy. I can't, look, sir. This is a hostile witness.
Yeah, man.
You dismiss yourself. No further questions. You don't get
wobbledy wobbledy. Wobbledy wobbledy.
Drop it like a sack.
I think I actually would get off.
Yo, that was a moment in time. That goddamn 99 for the 2000.
Yo.
It has survived almost 30 years of airplay, and it is it hits just as strong. That's the thing about it to me. It hits just the same.
It still stick like grits to this day.
To this day.
Well, since we're talking about hip hop, we have to bring it up because we are the official Ohio haters. What the fuck happened at Versus?
I only caught bits and pieces, but I knew when somebody told me there was trouble, I knew who started it immediately.
It's when it told always me it was the trouble. Aggressive light skin.
Business. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or is it Ohio folk don't know how to act?
When I saw it go down, I was like, Gordon is not going to let this rest.
Not at all.
Gordon is not going to let this be.
I lived there for 6 months, so I knew exactly what it was. Them Ohio motherfuckers wanted smoke.
Well, you remember like a couple of days in advance. At first, I wasn't even going to watch because Busy dropped that video where he was like, we going to fuck you devil worshiping motherfuckers the fuck up. I'm like, nigga, please take your cholesterol pill, have a good fucking time, and let's just get through this. But no. He up there about to break a hip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you understand how embarrassing that is? Y'all had New York, Harlem, and Yonkers niggas act peaceful. say wild shit and go, hey, it's just love. And like, and then you get just Ohio motherfucker go, I'ma kill this devil worshiper. Like, what the fuck is going on? I was like,
how the fuck did we even get there? And I guess the answer was Ohio. I don't know.
The thing about Busy Bone is he starts there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But did you?
If chaos like, is the first step, he's already on the third.
He had been through a lot. I didn't realize that.
Oh, the man is a trauma the trauma trap door.
Yeah.
The man has been through everything.
Just like everything unimaginable shit.
Everything you can think of, Busy Bone has been through.
Yeah, that was
what are y'all talking about? I don't know.
Oh my goodness, he's been busy. He was he was like kidnapped by his mother's boyfriend. And yeah, he was kidnapped by his mother's boyfriend, and he thought his mom was dead. And when they finally found him, like it was a while later, he had been him and I think his siblings, and he had been tortured and molested. Like he had a really, really rough time.
Like seriously, the man has been through it. There's a reason. There's a reason for the season. But just to let you know, it's gonna be some shit whenever Busy Bones is around.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I did not know that. This explains a lot.
I didn't know it until Thursday. I mean, yeah, Thursday.
Well, I don't know if this is fair for me. Like, hey, black folk, let's talk about our trauma. Let's talk about what happened to us. Therapy is quite a tool. I'm so happy. You know what? I got a lot of people in the therapy because I've been in the therapy, and like it's been really great for my life because not only are like my siblings now into therapy and we're having better communication, I've gotten other friends and family into therapy, and it's been helping. Some of them, a lot of them.
I've been in therapy since February, and it's changed my life.
I started in January, and I'm hoping to make somebody cry.
Oh, Sarone, you know that somebody's going to be you. You do know that, right?
You are definitely about to be an old man crying a dark ass nigga.
Yes. Oh, Rome. I can't. Oh man, you about to reach that growth. Oh man, let me tell people that haven't been to therapy. As a comedian, a lot of comedians go into therapy, and we try to make our therapist laugh, and most times we succeed. But we go and we say something, and we laugh, and then the tears come.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a beautiful moment.
I'm not a comedian, but it definitely, I'll be having my therapist rolling, but it always leads into some real shit. And I had to recognize how often I use humor to cover over the shit that I'm just dealing with.
The bars you just spit.
Man. Yeah, I think all three of us I think Confucius said, one is only as funny as one is fucked up. So
that was Confucius.
Yeah, that was definitely Confucius. Whatever. But yeah, like that's the one, I think that's the one dope thing that people don't know about therapy. The more that you go, the better you gonna be, man. You learn some stuff, and I'm happy that shout out to everybody that's listened to my words and taking my advice. I don't know whether it's ill advice or good advice or whatever it was, but you went and worked on yourself, and you learned something.
And I want to keep it very fucking real. Therapy is hard. It's not like you go in and you start talking about this stuff. And when you're talking about it, you're actually dealing with it. So all the shit that you've done for however many months, years, whatever, where you've been dissociating or, you know, using coping mechanisms, self-medicating, all of that, you're kind of throwing that out the window and actually dealing with your shit. And that can be hard. And at times it'll feel like you're not making progress, but the fact that you're willing to deal with it and deal with it in a healthy way, you are. You'll realize it. It's not going to stop you from being sad. It's not going to stop you from even being upset about some of the fucked up things that happen to you. Some of that shit you're supposed to be upset about, but you learn how to navigate it. And that's the point that it was for me. Like I'm not somebody who I don't get mad anymore, or, you know, I've forgiven everybody because it's, you know, some of these motherfuckers can choke, but the way I react to it, it's very different. Like these niggas can big choke, some of them. But I don't want to, like, I'm not invested in you choking. I'm just kind of like, it's a very passive joke on my part, but yeah.
Well, see, you're better than me, because like I'm learning. My thing was to with my therapy was to focus on not to stop confronting people.
Oh, you're confrontational.
Oh, that's right.
You're Jersey. Capricorn. You're Capricorn, and you're from Jersey. Yeah. Okay. My bad.
Wait, what'd that mean?
Means you like to start shit.
Oh, don't start no shit. Won't be no shit. Don't start. Yeah, that is my favorite song. Well, you're right. I am a Capricorn from Jersey.
All this out.
So yeah, that was my big thing. And me and my therapist, you know, he slap boxed with me a couple times, right? That's how you know you got a good therapist. When he goes, I know where you're from. You need to slap box? And I was like, yes.
Does he let you win?
No.
That's a good therapist.
That too far? A lot of people going to be like, that's not, no. I want your therapist's name. You leave my therapist alone. We do leave what we have to do. Yeah.
That's in the DSM too.
But yeah, man, it's healthy to talk about the shit. I wish more people would be, what's the right words to say? There's no right words to say. Just be open to being open.
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning, not a lot of my family is up to that. I don't know if you guys have seen my Instagram, but I've been doing more stuff with, I let my, she's not my niece, but she's a family member. Her child, they needed some, you know. I'm learning that, like, as a black man, you gotta just be around and talk to kids because they need that shit. They need that outlet. How come no one tells people about that?
Oh, because niggas be gone.
Man,
because kids be sitting around like, you know what would really hit the spot right now? What's the shit we used to have back in the day? Oh, daddies.
Hey, Rome, I'm learning this. Like, I'm learning, like, a lot of my nieces and nephews, they just need a older nigga to talk to. And I'm just like, is this all you need? Go for it.
I'm just going to say, I dare to say that the black uncle is one of the most, not as important as a grandma or auntie, but the third most important person in a black family, because the uncles don't leave you. I don't care what you do. Your uncles don't abandon you.
No, we don't. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that right now, because I am officially, I'm Uncle Silk to quite a few, and I'm Uncle Gordon to a couple now, and I gotta say this, and I know you guys are going to say this is like, what the fuck are you saying? Listen, niggas in Trenton, New Jersey, stop fucking these lame ass bitches. I'm so sick of y'all.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry.
It
got mad specific, and because I know some of y'all are listening to this right now, and you Trent niggas, I know y'all out there. Yeah, fucking with these lames, and one of these lames is family to me. Leave that girl alone. She got kids.
Well, that's no reason to leave a woman alone.
Well, if he's saying that she's got kids that she's not taking care of, which I
thank you. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Mel. Mel, this nigga sat in the car for 2 hours waiting for pussy in the cold in Trent. Mm-hmm. People can't see your face right now, but I'm telling you this right now. This nigga sat in the cold.
I mean,
with a hoodie on.
If it got that yank, it got that yank. So that's two different things. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
These are two different, like, these are mutually exclusive things.
I don't think they're yanking like that. And I'm sorry to say about family.
It must have been if you sat out though.
If he's out there in the cold in a hoodie, he yanks. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Yeah. She got that thayal on her because
it's yanking like Penny Mama. I'm sorry.
Man, snatching. he didn't even have on a full winter coat. He sat out there in a hoodie, chest cold, arms shivering.
He probably had socks and them fuck nigga flip flops too. Completely unprepared for the elements.
Fuck nigga flip flops.
Okay. Listen, because I know somebody listening to this is going, I sat out in the cold. Listen, like, you shouldn't be sitting out in the cold. At least come in the house, bruh.
Everybody can maybe come in the house.
Everybody can't come in the house. He just a dick appointment. He don't get inside privileges.
There are definitely people who have never seen it inside of my house.
Would they sit out in the car for 2 hours?
Long as it takes.
I definitely, like, when my kids were younger, I definitely had somebody like, you gotta wait outside till my kids go to sleep.
Wow.
And you know how kids do.
Yeah, they be up.
Up. Especially if their spidey sense tell them you about to start fucking. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, the spidey sense kick in, they start drinking Cuban coffee. They'd be like, oh yeah.
Not the Cuban coffee.
Sorry, pal. 10 more minutes.
But that's New Orleans, though. Like, the weather is decent. You can go for a walk or grab a gondola.
You know how many other bitches there are in New Orleans? You can find a whole other bitch in 2 hours. I mean, whether or not.
But hey, if we go back again to the greatest natural resource in the world, that damn yank.
And I'm going to tell you the truth. And I've said it before, ain't but one cure for the Melanie flu. I'm not saying everybody catch it, but if you catch the Melanie flu, ain't but one cure.
Mel, did you just give your... Mel, did you say the Melanie flu?
It's a condition.
It's a condition. This pandemic poon.
Everybody, Mel is wearing a lab coat. She's wearing a lab coat and she's staring at you with a...
I wish I knew what it was. I would really turn it off. I'll be perfectly honest, because sometimes I just want to mind my business. But,
alas. How do you explain to someone they have the Melanie flu?
Oh, they know. They know.
No diagnosis. Just walking. Oh. Oh, you know.
Damn it. It is.
You got it. You got it.
There's a lid for every pot. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
That's all I got.
People ain't ready for the Melanie flu.
They're not. They never are. I'm like, don't do it to yourself, homie. I'm giving you your out.
Saron, before you...
Y'all dumb. Before
you were married, what would you call yours? Would you call it a Saron cold? Or what would you name it?
Before he was married, like, you talking about when he was 9? I guess he didn't. Have you been married your whole life?
Jesus Christ.
I was just going to say, before I was married, I was in high school. What are you talking about?
He's from Georgia.
Jesus Christ. Yo, my aunt asked me that question. She came up to me and she was like, don't you want a family? I was like, why the fuck you think I'm here? Y'all my family.
It's a different dynamic. And I think it's a different dynamic for women and men, and just kind of finding whatever this new normal is. Uh-huh. Just, we gonna have some growing pains, you know?
Yeah, I think it's up in the air now. I think the tides are turning, and everybody ain't happy about it, but everybody gonna have to come to grips with women ain't looking to settle down. Ain't desperate to settle down so early as they were before.
And also,
people are mad.
And also, it's not just that women aren't looking to settle down. Women aren't looking to settle.
Settle, so yes. That's very good. Yeah.
If there's a certain thing that you want, you just want that. And if you don't get that, then, you know. Hey. If I send you to the store for Doritos, don't bring me back no fucking Fritos. I asked for Doritos. And so.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good analogy, because I just realized how mad I would be if you brought me back Fritos and I had a taste for Doritos in my mouth.
I beat everybody's ass.
I don't know if that was a country colloquial or the way y'all just communicated with each other made me feel so left out.
Why?
But I understood it. But I understood it. I think everybody that heard it understood it also.
I don't know how you can't relate to junk food and ass whippings being from Jersey. You got to explain that one to me.
Oh, I understand ass whippings. I'm from Jersey. Okay. We do ass whippings all the time. Okay. Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure a nigga has fought somebody over Funyuns in your vicinity before.
Fought somebody over Funyuns.
Not over Funyuns. It's been over like a goofy ass sandwich. Or
chopped cheese.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That shit y'all be eating up there, chopped cheese.
Yep. Look, yeah. Ooh, is this a chop? I said a cheesesteak, nigga.
And they go to fight.
And now somebody's in the hospital.
This is American, nigga. I said provolone, and then yeah.
So you get it? It's the same principle.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it goes. Okay. I feel y'all. You know what? I think I need to come down to the South for a little bit.
I keep telling you that, but you're also gonna get kidnapped, so you need to.
Yeah. I know when I come to New Orleans, I'm gonna end up married within like two minutes, and then I'm gonna have to.
Just understand that this is gonna be like a 7-year trip for you.
Yeah, I know. Oh man, there were some women down in Georgia. On IG, I see big old thickness looking at me and liking my pictures. I see you.
I was just gonna say, Mel, I don't think he could, if he take that ride down 95, I don't know if he'll last till he get to New Orleans.
I don't think he will.
No. This nigga gonna stop short of North Carolina somewhere and we just gonna be looking for him.
Right.
Well, them Virginia women been hitting on me quite a bit lately. There was a Virginia woman that came up here. She was with her man. She's like, I see you with that grill. I was like, and I had to catch myself. I'm like, I almost got caught up.
I don't know what it is about putting gold teeth in your mouth that makes you a lascivious person. It just makes you, just make you a motherfucker that get into shit.
Yo, when I put them fangs in, boy, I tell you, the world changes. It's like I hop into the Matrix, bro.
I understand. I had some fake gold bottoms at one time, and I got into more shit than I care to talk about. And they was fake. God forbid if they were real gold.
Oh, man. I got my shit from Johnny Dang. It was the best purchase I made. Yo, you know my friends still make fun of me about making that purchase? They like, how did you take your Trump money and buy fangs?
What else you supposed to do with money from somebody that will call you a Negro?
I mean, the purpose of the money was to stimulate the economy, and that's part of the economy.
That's what you did. Yeah, you stimulated the gold tooth. You stimulated the gold tooth economy.
He ain't borrowing no money from us, so yeah. I feel like he got his shit together, so it don't matter to me.
Like I said, stimulate the economy. I'm just like, you know who ain't buying gold teeth? These other niggas. I got you. So I did what I had to do. And now I got my fangs in. I'll tell you right now, like New York women love seeing a nigga with the fangs, man. I get more kisses than I've ever got in my life when I got them fangs in, boy.
I just picture you kissing randoms in the mouth and it's just and smiling with your fangs. And it's just a whole situation in my head.
I didn't wait. Oh, you didn't hear in the bonus episodes, but like, and the other thing, I had a Dracula hit on me.
He had a lady with vampire fangs hitting on him, and he had his. It was a mess.
Oh God,
it was a mess. He got into some weird psychosexual battle of wills with a white woman.
Yeah, I didn't know white women acted like that in public. I yelled at her.
She had fangs.
I didn't see the fangs until she was being rude to a friend of mine. I went, hey, stop that. And she started flashing her fangs. And like, I thought it was like a fight thing. And then I put my fangs in and it turned her on more. But I was in fight mode the whole time.
That's why I stay away from the provolones. Just weird shit happened.
Oh, no chopped cheese for you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's my piece of bad advice. Go get yourself some Johnny Dang teeth. TV Johnny Dang. Houston. I think it's the gallery, but whatever it is. Go get yourself Galleria. There you go. Get yourself go treat yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's bad advice I need to give y'all. Get some fangs or some grills.
I'm gonna get mine next year.
Hey, man, you're gonna be living good. It's something about going to therapy with a grill in your mouth, man. It makes you feel luxurious.
I think unless I go to therapy in Georgia, they're gonna be like, take that out right now. you are not here to learn. I can tell by your mouth, you are not here to progress as a person.
They still kind of with the respectability politics in PG County.
Right, exactly. Like, you ain't here to grow.
Keep it moving, nigger. They will call you the hard ER in PG County.
Yeah, they will. Yeah, so it's still Maryland. That's where is it hairspray?
Hairspray.
Hairspray. Yeah, but you know, close enough.
No, it's not. I don't want no fights with Baltimore. A world apart. It is not.
Okay, never mind. I am sorry. Forgive me.
We have told
forgive
you
me.
This. We do not forgive want
me.
That fight.
Forgive me. Smoke. Shout out to the people down in Delaware. Y'all got a good pussy down there. Keep it moving.
Wait, what?
What? I can't shout out the good pussy in Delaware?
You said that like that's the... You say that like that's the GDP, like that's the export.
There's someone from Delaware right now, right? Tipping a cap, like thank you. They know it. Oh, they know it. Moving on. So, all right. Oh, come on, Mel.
I didn't say anything.
Mel, if you had to say somewhere had good dick, what would you say?
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
What you mean?
I'm not saying.
You're not going to say where good dick is? Mm-mm. There's someone literally on the edge of their seat at their desk going, Mel, please.
There's
I'm trying to travel.
No one on the edge of their seat waiting for me. I make terrible decisions. Nobody's waiting on the edge of my seat for their seat for my picks.
Mel, come on now. There's a woman right now going, where can I go to get good dick on random? Like if it was a Pokemon hiding in the tall grass, city would it be?
Anywhere where there's a heavy concentration of West Indians, you're gonna do all right.
All right. Well,
I just picture somebody walking through the woods and through the tall grass, you can see like one fuck nigga flip flop hanging out. You like throw the Pokeball in there. See what you catch. You caught a Dontarius.
Jamarcus, I choose you.
That's a Jamarcus in the tall grass.
You caught a level 24 Javante.
Soon he'll evolve into a Trayvon.
Oh, ooh. Ooh. Yeah. You know, you throw the Pokeball at this nigga, you gonna have to throw at least two. The first one they gonna hold.
No, they hard to hold down.
Traquans, Trayvons, Trey anythings, those, they got powerful nigga magic. That's just...
Ooh, you know. Powerful nigga magic. Powerful nigga magic. They first attack is nigga trick.
They get the girls.
They get the girls. Well, they first attack is, can you get this? Talking about the bill. Can you get this one for me? I got you next time. That's their special attack.
Not the next time attack.
Any nigga with a name that sound like he should be playing football for an SEC school.
Ooh.
You know you're going to need a serious Pokeball for him. You can't use the regular ones.
Ooh. All right, everyone, listen to the podcast. hashtag Bad Advice Show, SEC name. We about to get some names.
We definitely are.
Yo, shout out to my. Nope, I'm not gonna do that. Not gonna be that dude tonight. Not gonna be that dude tonight. I was gonna say shout out to all the cool women I fucked in my life, but not gonna do that.
You just did it.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
By not doing it, you did it.
How did I do it? I didn't do it.
But you did it.
Okay. But I didn't. It's okay.
I mean, I'm not judging you, but you did it. By not doing it, you did it.
Man, I keep telling y'all, y'all got to mess around with these international folks, man. Come to Jersey. Hey, first piece of bad advice. Y'all need to come to Ellis Island, baby. Mm-hmm. Or when they come in.
I mean, after seeing all the trouble you've gotten into, I don't think so.
I'm dead on it. This would have been great advice to follow in my 20s, maybe my early 30s. But like, it's just some mistakes as a 45-year-old woman I'm not allowed to make anymore. And I'm not eager to make them.
My nieces and my nephews are making me realize I know this is going to seem weird. And I know everyone listening to this podcast is going to be like, that ain't good. My nieces and my nephews are making me feel like I'm a responsible adult compared to their parents because their parents ain't doing shit. Is that a bad thing?
I don't know if it's a bad thing. It's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
No. All right. Cool. So you guys are good parents. I go visit these motherfuckers. I just had my niece do my makeup. She did makeup on me, and she texted me today and said that was the greatest moment of her life. I'm like, listen, you're only 9.
I saw that.
It's gonna get better.
It's very cute.
I don't think it was cute. She just wanted to do makeup. So, have you ever had your kids do makeup on you?
Nah, not yet. My eldest wasn't into it, and my 10-year-old has not discovered it yet, except for copious amounts of lip gloss. I don't know if you could find a way to separate a young girl from lip gloss, you have found a motherfucking powerful wizardry.
I know she's running around looking like she was attacked by a wild pork chop.
At all times, just greasy mouth.
I had that phase. We all do it.
Wait, why is that a phase?
Is because you can't really, your parents aren't going to let you wear full-fledged makeup. And kids are just weird, genetically predisposed to going as close to the line without going over it. And so just layering on a bunch of lip gloss is the closest that you're going to get to lipstick. So that's what you do.
So the lip gloss is cool? The lip gloss is popping?
Yes.
Yes. Correct.
We all have that moment.
Made about it. Yeah. It's a rite of passage.
It's from the ages of about 10 to 12. By the time you're 13, you're a little more sophisticated with it, where you're still using it, but you're not, you know, layering it by the vat.
All right. This is going to be like a weird, honest moment, but my niece went, you're the first man I trusted. I trust. Because, like, she wanted to get on my shoulders so I could show her a Yule log because we were looking at, like, Christmas ornaments and shit like that. And she said that to me. I got choked up. I was like, oh, this is sad. Yeah.
That'll get you in your feelings.
Yeah, man. What the fuck is going on with y'all?
Hey, that'll get you in the feelings. Hey, a Yule log, though. Do I need one for my house for Christmas?
Yes, you do. You got a chimney?
No, I got a fire pit.
You got a fire pit? Oh, just get out in the backyard, play some music, start a little bit of a fire, and you and the family go outside with a fire pit and just, you know, lights on up. That's the new black thing. That's my second piece of bad advice. Set something on fire and watch it.
It's so relaxing.
It's so relaxing. I grew up with a fireplace, and I can remember many a day standing by the fireplace and just watching the fire burn and just forgetting about crack altogether.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
You can't laugh because he's like serious.
I know he's serious, but he said it in a way. I hate
that he says it so funny.
Yes.
Because that's we know that's him doing the thing that we do when something has fucked us up and all we could do is laugh at it. But
yeah. Shit. Yeah. Okay. Yes. You're absolutely right, Sarone. A Yule log will make you forget about crack and family.
It's Christmas in the South, so I had my first eggnog daiquiri last night.
Oh, you had I bet that was delicious.
It was so good. And then
Eggnog daiquiri?
Yeah, got a shot of Southern Comfort in that hole.
Mm. Oh, see, this is the thing that like we're different with, but we also, it's common, but we have it in common. We do coquito up here.
Okay.
So coquito, I don't know what it is. I dated a ton of Dominicans. Sometimes it has Brugal. Sometimes it's Bacardi. Sometimes it's Cuban rum. Whatever it is, you have a good time and you have unprotected sex a couple minutes later. But it's a good time.
You said that shit like it's on the side of the bottle of coquito.
I think it is.
Yeah. Two shots rum and one shot raw sex.
I've never had coquito and not had unprotected sex afterwards, so you know, it is what it is.
Hey, science holds up.
Twinsies.
Coquito and raw sex.
Yeah, man. The shit happens, man.
It's rum in it, right?
I think it's rum, yeah. But I honestly don't know. I just know it's coke. Listen,
I've never had rum and not had raw sex. Let's just put that out there.
You know what? All right, as a group, we can agree that it is rum that causes raw sex. Yes. Rum is a favorite spirit in the West Indies, favorite spirit in Latin America. Mm. And who knows raw sex better than the West Indian?
Oh, bro. I think I was the only West Indian person that owned a condom for a very long time.
There's just the expression. Boy,
what? Wait, can I do my Jamaican?
Yes. Yes.
Do it. My boy, what that? It's a condom. Condom. He said bumba clot.
Your ass clot was your road boy condom.
I hate you both.
You know what a condom can do? Condom can't do.
What?
What? Me nowhere. Me pull out.
Me no wear no condom.
I think it's against the Constitution. I don't know.
I think it is. Oh, your ear, it's in the name condom. Dumb to wear a condom.
We about to lose all of our listeners.
Yeah, we're finna lose everybody in the West Indies right now.
Yep. There goes all our Bajan listeners.
I want to apologize to Rihanna first and foremost.
Well, she might be pregnant, bro.
She's not pregnant, and she's tired of y'all saying that she's pregnant.
Who started that rumor?
Every time they see her eat a sandwich and she have a food baby, they call her pregnant, and she's not pregnant.
Yeah. Every time she gained a few pounds, everybody like, oh, she's pregnant. She's like, I just like nachos.
But listen, like, I like Bajan women myself. Thick as shit. Shout out to all those Mount Gay drinkers out there out in Barbados, your Bajan ass. Okay. Well, people, like, if anyone doesn't know,
we just need to keep you out of the Bermuda Triangle altogether.
We need to about? Keep him contained in New Jersey.
No,
I don't even know. That's the thing, it's a melting pot, Mel.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah, we all over the place, man. I got all of them up here.
He was actually safe is when he was in Ohio and he hated it.
Oh, it was cold. It was warm, but it was cold. I couldn't stay there, Mel. I had to get out. I broke loose. I never told you this, Mel. Like, when I went to school out in Ohio, they pull all the Jersey niggas to the side and was like, hey, listen, y'all know y'all homies are 8 hours away, so if y'all get into a fight, y'all better plan for that. And you know, us as niggas, we figured out how to get our niggas there closer, quicker, by plane. If we had to get into a fight, it was mad Jersey niggas flying out to Ohio. We did good.
Ghetto shit.
Wait, what? Why is that ghetto?
It just is. Using your freaking flyer miles for that.
You wouldn't go. Yo, if your homie called you up and was like, hey, nigga, look, I got some United freaking flyer miles. I need you to hop on a plane. We got to go tussle some niggas real quick.
That'd be, you know what? And watching the way air travel has been for the last 18 months and the fights and shit we've seen in the airport and on the plane, that might be what's happening. Like, anytime you see a nigga flying in sneakers and sweat, he's going to fight somebody.
Have anything to claim? I'm gonna claim or fuck them niggas up when I land.
Anything you want to declare? I declare niggas got me fucked up out here. All right, sir.
Enjoy your 2-hour flight. All right. This has been a fun ass podcast. All right. We gotta wrap this up. Anything you guys want to end with before we get out of here?
I'm actually taking the rest of the month off for family time. I won't be doing any shows or anything like that. So I'll see y'all in the new year when it comes to the comedy tip.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Mel, anything?
Was this by live, baby? We're actually going to be hosting. We had a really good episode today. It was live today. It'll be dropping on the podcast on Tuesday. So if you're listening to the early show, it'll be dropping tomorrow, I guess.
Yep.
But great show on congregate care, the troubled teen industry, and we're gonna have some questions and answers, a brief question and answer session on Spaces Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We're gonna be doing a lot of big stuff in the coming months when it comes down to really building a community. And I'm excited about it. So every Sunday, subscribe wherever you listen to us. You can find Resist Spot Live. Subscribe. Make your girl look good, and give us a review. Give us a 5-star review, please. Like, keep them other reviews to yourself. I don't want them, but give us a 5-star review.
All right, guys. Well, as you guys know, we have our Patreon up. Please, thank you guys so much for supporting us. We have 2 tiers. You guys can get an early episode, and you also can get bonus that other thing episodes just by subscribing. So if you like us and if you love us, please, it really helps us out. Continue to doing that. I have no other words. We got some great things coming up. We will be bringing you a plethora of Drunk Black History this upcoming year. We're also going to be keep giving you guys this great show, the Bad Advice Show. And also, I got some surprises for you guys also, if we reach our goals. So please share, tell, comment. We really appreciate your comments on the hashtag Bad Advice Show on Instagram and also on Twitter. So please hashtag Bad Advice Show. Let people know that you guys like us. So that's about it. We'll talk to you guys soon. And here's our parting words.
Do it in the butt. Good night, everybody.